B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Zoe tells me this came out on this day in 1984.
Boy, I tell you what.
I can just picture you going down the road in the IROC.
I played this in the IROC.
With the sun going down. Yeah.
Down this long-distance line tonight.
Yeah. Maybe you just had a breakup or something, and someone will dub a cassette deck or a tape and send it to you. I miss you. It's certain circles.
We're going to go to your calls. I got an email from Neil, one of our regulars. He says, if you were a radio station, listen to this one.
I can't.
Yes. I don't want to interrupt you.
Here comes.
There's
a heart that's breaking. Down that lonely what?
Down this long distance line tonight. I ain't missing you at all.
Missing you.
Since what?
Since you've been gone.
Okay, Rebecca.
No matter.
Timeless. Tell me if Lil Nas X will be talking about this.
Met that
30
guy.
Years.
No, I don't think we will.
With his cowboy hat.
Neil, the job horse. Thing. I said this. I want to make this clear so everyone understands the point. Because it's not about the job situation. It's about the quality of the people you're working with. Do you choose it based on the people in a management position? The people that will work for you or the people you will work for, right? The people above you or the people below you?
Well, once you're there, it's tough. Well, here, I mean,
Because if you're management, the people below you got to be decent, too. They can't suck because you're going to rely on them to do well. I would say Bill O'Brien doesn't suck. He's not Bill Belichick, but he doesn't suck.
No, but when you're coming out of Penn State, and an opportunity like the Texans becomes available, you know. This wasn't the Dolphins.
Who's the better NFL head coach in their time as an NFL head coach? Josh McDaniels or Bill O'Brien?
Bill O'Brien.
I would agree. So be careful what we talk about here.
No disrespect to Josh. It's what you did with your team.
Neil says, if you were a radio station GM, would you rather take more money? See, and again, now you're factoring in money. I'm just talking about, you know, it's... Now we're factoring in a lot of different things.
He
says more money to run a station with terrible on-air talent, mediocre producers, and an unfocused sales department.
Wonder where he's writing that from.
I'm reading. I'm going, I can think of a few places. Or 98.5. Right. So would you take less money to then run?
No. Oh, well, but see, here's the thing. With the Scott Pioli rule, and when these guys bounce from team to team to team, you know, it's a natural, you know, incline. You know, you're going up the ladder. So money, I don't think, would be the object here. He will make more money.
He'll make more money. He's getting a raise.
So it wouldn't be for who you work for, because once you're there, your contract is guaranteed. You're compensated. If Nick Cassero is going to get paid $3 to $4 million a year to run that team, that's a done deal. Doesn't matter what those people above him do, they still got to pay him. It's about how do I deal with my offense coordinator? What's my relationship with Billy? Do I like my quarterback? Do I like my pass rushers? Do I have great facilities to work in? Am I given everything? Yes. Then you jump.
Jack in Framingham. Hey, Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Jack.
Real quick. I don't see why they can't offer him a promotion and the money he wants right here to work with a first-class organization.
Well, the promotion can't happen because what are you going to promote him to beyond what he does now?
Bill's the final say guy. You know, Nick won't be that here. They already made that adjustment mid-contract to give him more money.
He's as high as he can go.
Yeah.
No, that's too bad because I would sure like to keep him.
I know, we would too. But, I mean, that's why there's the Scott Pioli role. Oh, by the way, you had that guy, and that role was instituted within the league to where you know, you can't make a lateral move. Your next move is up.
And this is sort of why another team is going to be willing to pay him more than the Patriots probably will, because the Patriots don't need another final say guy. They have their final say guy.
They've had five or six GMs go that where Bill's the final say guy. Yes. And there are teams out there that are desperate to have what you have. They want your blueprint. Why do you think Jack Easterby's down there running to anything? I mean, talk to a couple people. Maybe Easterby's not the guy everybody thinks he is.
Yeah, I tell you, the more you hear about this guy, the more you wonder about whether he's just a great marketer of himself more than anything else.
He likes himself, I've heard. Yeah.
That's sort of what Greg Bedard's piece indicated last week. Greg Bedard had a really in-depth piece.
That.
Yeah, we'll actually get to some of those details for you if you'd like.
Off what I told you, kind of.
Oh, yeah, very much in line with what's been written about Easterby, in that he's a very good promoter of himself. And that,
hey, that's part of this business, man. You got to sell yourself.
And
that's
him,
good.
He's done a very good job at selling himself.
He's a good man. I have no refuting that, but I think we've overblown the Jack Easterby thing here.
Well, I think he's enhanced his credentials in ways that have...
He's used you. Yeah, I think.
That, yes, I would say that's accurate.
He's used you to better himself, and that's good. That's what you should do.
617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls coming up. Also, the highest paid... I shouldn't say highest paid.
Oh.
Most overpaid Patriot, according to one story today. There's a list that's been published of all the most overpaid players in the NFL, one for each team.
Who wrote this? Chris Sims with the Tom Brady thing?
Not Chris Sims. Chris Sims has Tom Brady as the eighth best NFL quarterback. We are not going to do that story. We love Chris Sims, by the way.
Oh, I'm buddies with Sims.
I love him.
He's an idiot.
He's an idiot, but I love him.
We're not even going to touch it.
We're not touching that story. But we are going to get to the most overpaid Patriot, according to one story that is out today. We'll tell you who it is next.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Extend our thanks to Casa Cana, located inside. What?
Casa
Suka. Scared me there. It's Casa Cana, located inside the Studio Alston Hotel. And Lions Group, corporate chef Nick Collius welcomed some of the city's top chefs for their monthly patio pig roast chef series.
Excuse me?
Yeah, that's right. They're doing a monthly pig roast on their patio.
Being in Israel for a week, I should go hit one of these things up.
And so it starts this Wednesday, June 26th, just 2 days from now. And each pop-up will feature a pig roast, signature side items by the visiting chef.
Nice.
And the first one is this very Wednesday. And you know who it is?
Andy Husbands.
It's our buddy Andy Husbands who's going to do the first one this Wednesday.
Yeah, that thing won't suck.
So Andy Husbands, who's been on the show before, friend of ours from the smoke shop.
You ever been to live pig roast? Like a real pig roast? When they bring the pig out, you can actually just peel the skin and it tastes like candy?
I can't say I ever have.
That's amazing. Yeah, but if he's doing it, it'll be done right. This is one you probably want to go to. How about $25 just to get you everything?
So check it out. You've got to see this to believe it.
Yeah.
Again, Casa Cana. Specialty cocktails, live music. Proceeds are going to benefit Share Our Strength. Visit Eventbrite and search for Casa Cana for tickets, or visit CasaCanaBoston.com for more details.
Mi casa, su casa.
Yeah. Excellent food, by the way, that they brought by.
Taco. I like soft taco.
You bring Zoe a fish taco. You're his favorite person.
Fish taco with coleslaw. That's
Zoe loves fish tacos. Mm,
little aioli on top of that. Oh, fresh.
617-779-0985. So, most overpaid Patriot. You ready?
Yeah.
Want to know who that is?
I know who it is, so go ahead.
It's Dante Hightower, the most overpaid Patriot. This according to a story on Bleacher Report, who lists the most overpaid player for every team in the league. They've got one on every single roster. Here's what Bleacher Report writes about linebacker Dont'a Hightower. It's rare when the New England Patriots overpay a player, especially on defense, where scheme is usually more impactful than individual talent. The Patriots may have overpaid to keep linebacker Dont'a Hightower when they gave him a four-year, $35.5 million deal.
I wonder if they regret that.
Being wise?
Yeah.
Was that the number? Why do I feel like that wasn't the reported number on Dont'a Hightower's?
It was like $11 million a year. Yeah. Everybody thought, you know, should be paid more, maybe less than, you know, that number was out there. Like, yeah, ooh, that's okay, a lot, yeah. But yeah, he gets hurt a little bit, the knee issue. Doesn't have a great knee, but my God, his postseasons.
Yeah, four-year, $35 million deal. Mm. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Is Hightower a good player? Yes. Is he important enough to the New England defense to warrant a cap hit of $10.9 million? Probably not. Hightower has played in just 20 games over the past two seasons and had an average season in 2018. Do you know what I love about this ridiculousness?
What's that?
Did they watch the Super Bowl?
No. He destroyed people. I talked to people.
What the hell is this?
I talked to people at the ring ceremony. Yeah. You know, Bill goes on in details, and you know, of course, the whole year starts the beginning, but then it ends with you know, after winning three of these things, says that they should rename it the Dont'a Hightower Ring.
They write
Hightower Trophy for his performances in the biggest spots. Well, I think Julian Edelman got paid. This is like saying Rob Gronkowski was so overpaid as a tight end because he wouldn't give you anything during the year. But man, from week 13 on, he's money.
In 15 games last year, Hightower produced 48 tackles, one sack, and one interception. These are not bad numbers, of course, but they aren't the numbers one would expect to see from one of New England's highest paid players.
He's going to have a better year this year than he did last year regular season. I'm telling you, he had a body transformation. He's dropped weight. He's reinvented himself physically. And they've added some guys that I've heard from that said a gay guy. Not a gay guy.
A gay guy?
No.
That's what you said. You said a gay guy.
Stop it. Put words in my mouth. I just put my own words in my mouth. A guy like Jamie Collins could come back and look like a different player, meaning, holy crap, why couldn't he pick up these type of signals or ask when we asked him to do something, do what he was going to do here 4 or 5 years ago. That having a guy like Collins is going to help alleviate some of the stuff that Hightower is going to have to be. You know, the grind of the season is what you have to watch with Hightower. You know, when the knee is an issue or shoulder, you know, and he's had a couple surgeries here and there. But it's what you have Bentley for. It's what you have guys like Van Noy. You're going to be able to be more, I don't say diverse across the front, but that 4-3, 3-4, whatever you show 4-2 nickel. You know, bringing those safeties down. Guy like Brandon King is going to be sort of like that big backer safety type guy. That's going to help alleviate some of the stuff. But the leadership standpoint, the defensive calls when it means it's most at the end of the year in big games. Like against the Chiefs here. When you play the Chiefs here in December, that's where you're going to want him at his optimum, you know, playing ability. And, of course, in the postseason. He's a monster postseason guy. I mean, you can sit here and go down every list of every position and what guys are paid. Don't you think that maybe Nate Solder was overpaid?
Okay, well, let me ask you this. So do you think Dont'a Hightower is the most overpaid Patriot?
I'm going to say no.
Okay, you got to name one then. If it's not him, who is it?
I mean, gun to the head would be like McCourty.
I totally agree. We are on the same exact track.
No, but I'm not saying that I wouldn't pay McCourty that. So don't get the don't.
No. Let me tell you why.
When you're going dollar for dollar, I have no clue what Michael.
Can I tell you why? Can I tell you why? Devin McCourty, this coming year, 2019, has the second highest cap number among safeties in the National Football League.
That's why I said that. This is why I was going to say that too. So when you start to forecast it, look at what the actual cap it was going to be, and you start structuring your roster, and this is part of roster construction. And as we get to camp, we're going to talk more and more about this as we see this team come together. I have no clue what a guy like Michael Bennett's going to give you. Like Brady was here all offseason. Okay. Nobody knows that Michael Bennett was here. He trains in Hawaii.
So let me tell you, Devin McCourty has the seventh highest actual cash value this year in the league. And the second highest cap hit in all of the NFL. Do you think that he will be the second or seventh best safety in the NFL in 2019?
No.
No shot.
He even knows that too because he talked about retirement at the end of the year.
Yeah, and let me say right now, I love Devin McCourty.
I want him back.
think he's a solid, you know, member of your team and a guy you want in that locker room without a doubt, and a guy who's getting to the point in his career where he's close to being done.
It's a guy
the guy paid. Contemplated retirement after the Super Bowl.
He's the kind, he's
and
the,
thought about literally just walking away because he thought he might be done.
Right.
He's not the second or even seventh best safety in the league. He is, by definition, overpaid at this point in his career. He got a very healthy contract his last time around.
He earned it.
He earned it.
He earned
deserved it.
Yep.
But at this point now, he is overpaid. He is the most overpaid Patriot.
This is exactly what happens in the sport of football. And this is why we caution you when guys sign and they blow up the overall value of the contract. Well, tell me what years 1, 2, and 3 of that deal look like. Because ultimately, when it gets to years 4, 5, and 6 of that deal, team's going to be looking to get out. Because that number's going to rise, rise, rise. Player's age is going to go up. Playing value is going to go down. And at some point, that graph, when that graph hits and it crosses each other, that's when the team wants out. I'm saying the team wants out here with McCourty. McCourty earned that deal. When he came out, he was the top safety on that next tier of guys, right below those two guys from Seattle when they got their deals. So he's earned his contract. Now he's just playing it out. Not many guys. He'll say it. It's part of the business. Guys in the National Football League do not play their contracts out. They really don't. If it's a five-year deal, they end up getting cut or traded or moved around or come to agreement with a team where, okay, this is the out after 3 or 4. So I always say, when you look at a deal, tell me the money and the guaranteed money and what's the first 3 years of that deal look like. Because you're never going to see years 5 and 6. So.
Does Hightower have an unusually high cap number?
I don't think it's that high.
It does. Yeah, it does. It still has him like top 10 among traditional linebackers, if you will. But it's not as over the top as McCourty's are in terms of standing out among his peers.
Like, there's no Ray Lewis, you know,
and here's the thing.
Around the league.
And Dante Hightower was an absolute beast the last game we saw him play in and was dominating much younger, more physical players.
He destroyed them. He made
He
negated the running game.
So excuse me for wanting to factor that in a little bit, that at the end of the year when it counted the most, the guy was ready to go.
You don't think the coach does?
So there's value in that. Again, I understand he's getting older and he's got some stuff that he's got to deal with, the knee, notably. So, okay, you might not get a full 16 out of him.
That's what you do.
You got to sort of manage him and then make sure he's upright for the last three.
You know what, Dante, we can't have you hovering there at 250, 255. So what do? He cuts weight. You see pictures of him lately? It looks like he did 3 years ago. You know, there's no water in the face. There's no big neck. Now it's like, wow, he got cut up now. So mentally, as a player, you got to understand, I need to change or they're going to change me.
On the
Meaning
way,
I won't be here.
After these headlines, we've got Tom Brady being foster daddy to another Patriot player, apparently.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, taking Josh Gordon under his wing, according to reports. That and later this hour, we've got a new casino in the Boston area.
That's what I heard. That this is a
quite the grand opening yesterday.
Sort of how they
that.
Not many people, if you live around Boston area, including towns like Quincy or like Everett or...
We'll get to it.
Yeah.
We'll get to that later on.
That long drive down to Foxwoods, that would kill you, huh?
Stay tuned.
Amazing.
Sports Hub headlines.
Not a good weekend for the Red Sox. They get the Blue Jays out of town after losing 2 of 3. Yesterday they fell by a score of 6-1, shut down by Marcus Stroman. Over 6 innings. Brock Holt also left that game after being thrown out at home plate. Describes it as a tight hamstring. Eduardo Rodriguez to the hill tonight, taking on Lucas Giolito, who leads the American League in wins as the White Sox come to Fenway Park. Boston Celtics had a press conference this morning at the Auerbach Center, introducing draft picks Romeo Langford, Grant Williams, Carson Edwards, and Tremont Waters. NBA News report that Kawhi Leonard set to decline his player option with the Raptors and become an unrestricted free agent next week. Sources for Yahoo's Chris Haynes say Leonard seriously considering re-signing with Toronto. New York Daily News saying that if the Knicks strike out on Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, or Kawhi Leonard, they could roll over their $70 million-plus in cap space. They'll hold tight. They will not sign a Tier B free agent if they can't get one of the Tier A guys. In the Women's World Cup, Team USA taking on Spain. Knotted up at 1-1 right now in the first half. Megan Rapinoe with the goal for the U.S. on a penalty kick. Your Sports Hub headlines brought to you by Safety Insurance, providing comprehensive coverage for your auto, home, and business. Ask your independent agent about safety. I'm Sean Silver at Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Get the app.
Check this out.
Get Boston's home for sports at your fingertips. Listen live or download a podcast. 98.5 The Sports Hub. That's an app.
First, our introduction.
Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Second and 10. Brady drops back. Throws it down the left side. Wide open. Gordon makes the catch. Slips a hit. Goodbye. 20, 15, 10. Touchdown, Patriots.
Oh, start the buses. Woo-hoo-hoo. What a Sunday night. Finally, the kid breaks through, and I said it. This could be his breakout game. 55-yard dagger. When you take chances and you try to close and you don't make the tackle on a 6'4", 240-pound receiver, you better have somebody back there because there ain't nobody catching him. Wow. Thank you, Cleveland.
Playing this song for this guy every time.
I'll wait for that chariot to come running in. Like
why does he deserve this? The guy play. Hasn't even been able to stay in the league.
That's the one breakaway play.
Oh, yeah. Flash Gordon. Isn't he something special?
That's the only one where he split coverage.
Stay on the field.
He played in 11 games. He helped you get to where you needed to get to last year. And I know we're getting to Brady here. You're still waiting for that Aqib Talib type breakout game. Where you're going to catch a ball on a slant, you're going to go. Like he had a couple good catches on slants, and he ended up running someone over down inside. I remember that. The other one against, who the hell was it, where Brady just threw it up at the end zone? Was it the Colts? And like caught it in his chest? That was a Colt game, right? Can't remember.
Yeah, it was. It was the Colt game. To the right?
Yeah.
Yeah, to the corner? Yeah, yeah, that's the Colts game.
There's the one in Chicago. Catches that one
across
down the middle.
Ball, yep.
Ends up getting gassed at the end of that. Like there were moments, and you just wanted more, 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 more.
Yeah.
I just don't know if we'll ever see
him. Well, we know that Tom Brady has posted on social media showing himself working out with Josh Gordon. You could call him Flash Gordon. I'll save the superhero names for the guys who actually play a full season. Jeff Darlington of ESPN, he writes that Brady recognizes that Gordon needs fostering to help him overcome his personal issues. And that Brady has included Gordon in some family dinners.
Trying to see where this is. They're showing it now on NBC Sports Boston. Is this local or is this? This could be out west. This could be here.
I'll read this to you.
A soccer field.
Recognize that Josh Gordon made the team better and recognize that he was going to need some attention. Josh Gordon was going out to dinner with Tom Brady and Giselle at times because Tom recognized that he needs to bring this guy in. Foster him. Make him feel like he's at home. Recognizing some of the issues that Josh Gordon goes through.
We think they had him over and like they fed him, they grilled, and maybe she played a little guitar. Yeah, just to entertain him at the end.
While that is in part a guy just trying to get better, It's also Tom Brady being a really good person, continuing to try to help out and manifest Josh Gordon. Tom Brady to this day really respects Josh Gordon and would love to see him live a better life. This is all from Jeff Darlington.
And also Gronkowski is gone for now.
Brady.
Yeah, you know, with Gronkowski gone, Brady knows he needs more. He needs more size. He needs big guys. Like, you've got the rookie, so he's kind of working with the rookie. But from what I hear, he's very raw. You know, in the early stages, he's still...
N'Keal Harry?
Yes. Good, but massive upside. But upside doesn't mean you find that overnight. I think when you have to put in the work with this offense, you don't understand it here in the early stages. Eventually, he'll get to that point. But at least Gordon has been here, and they've got him up and running and actually got him in a real huddle with Tom Brady in game situations. So Brady's looking at it probably like, geez, if they reinstate this guy, I got to make sure he's right because I'm going to go to him at times. So I'm going to get him around me now, and I'm going to take care of him. I'm actually going to show him that we actually still care. And maybe that'll click for Gordon. Maybe it won't. Might go off the deep end again. We don't know. But he knows he can count on Edelman. He needs to find who else can he count on. You could count on James White. He knows that. Count on Rex Burkhead, I think. Sonny's not a pass catcher. He's a runner. They're going to run the ball more. We know that. You have no tight end right now. So if you're going to have big wide receiver sets with this guy, with N'Keal Harry, when Gordon gets cleared, if Gordon gets cleared, he still has to get cleared by the league. We don't know that yet. So Brady's nearing the end here, and he knows he's got to keep these guys around him. I think that's part of it. And
this has nothing to do with any other receiver on this team. This is unique to Josh Gordon and his issues.
Mm.
That's what this is talking about.
Yeah. And I think he and his wife recognize that. Maybe she can help. Maybe this is why he's including her in this.
We think, I don't know. This is Jeff Darlington reporting it. It's not Tom Brady saying it.
Yeah.
So how do I know how Tom Brady really feels? Because, you know, this is secondhand information now through a reporter.
Yeah.
But please.
How you feeling, honey?
Yeah.
Coming over and having dinner with Giselle is going to make you what?
You ever sat on their terrace and had her play the guitar?
Her playing, banging out on the on the guitar is going to what? What's that going to do for him? It's going to foster what?
I don't know.
What are we fostering here?
Lightning. I don't know.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by.
He always has headphones on.
Just
thank you. We're stopping by.
I just don't like whatever the hell it is that's being suggested here. Like, you know, come over for dinner with Giselle and Tom, and that'll cure you.
But
addiction.
You watch Kenny Britt.
You want to be a better person? Hang out at Tom Brady's house.
Kenny Britt was an idiot.
What is this?
Kenny Britt had no clue about the opportunity that was presented in front of him, and he just put my headphones on, pull my shirt up, go talk to my family over there while practice is going on. I don't know. At least maybe Brady recognizes, like, there's something there with this guy. I want to help him find it. I don't know. He's got freakish talent. Like, he was around Moss at the end. He knows freakish talent when he sees it. Yeah. He looks at Chris Hogan and says, oh, that guy's got freakish talent. No, I'm going to go to him because I have to. You know, or Malcolm Mitchell has freakish talent. No, I'm going to go to him because they muddied the middle of the field and he's outside.
What is Tom? Man, here's what I just
what
really
is,
want
what's
to know.
What's the end game?
What's Tom Brady going to do for Josh Gordon that someone else hasn't already tried to do for Josh Gordon?
But that's what I'm saying.
Isn't a new problem for Josh Gordon.
Hasn't Brady told us that, like, his time and his offseason is so important to him and his family, and you're going to spend a lot of time helping to foster this guy? Means he's in the mix maybe more.
No, even if he is, good for him. I'm just wondering, what is it that he thinks he can provide, or what is it that he can provide that no one else has tried to provide?
Oh, it's Tom Brady.
Which means
I am the disperser of the football.
Which means what?
I am going to throw the ball to you, you're going to catch it, and it's going to make me look good, and I am going to make your return look even better. I don't know. You tell me. Nobody knows.
I don't know. I read this thing, and I'm reading up on this.
Fostering.
Like, what is
fostering.
Fostering.
That's
what
a tough word, man.
This?
Like, no offense, like foster
he's
kids.
He's going to foster.
You know?
You know, he recognizes no. Josh Gordon needs help. No kidding. We all know that. That's been painfully obvious, and I mean that literally. It's been a painful thing to watch. Guys,
and it's almost when you term it that way, it's derogatory to Gordon.
Guys had a lot of issues.
Gordon, you know? Like, here's Gordon, and publicly you're going to say, okay, I got a quarterback that's fostering me.
Right.
Taking care of me. That's like derogatory to Josh Gordon. If
where
I'm Josh Gordon,
where did this
I take
come
that
from?
Personally.
Where did the story come from? I think it's pretty obvious. Didn't come from Josh Gordon.
Well, it didn't come from the team because he's not around the team.
Didn't come from the team. Well, isn't that nice?
That's
nice. Brady's fostering Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
And I wonder, part of me just wonders if it's also to try and show the league, like, oh, we're keeping a close eye on him. You should really reconsider making sure that you overturn that indefinite suspension that he's currently on, because we're all committed to Josh. That's part of it too that I wondered about seeing this. I don't know. I just don't know what someone's going to tell me what
right.
it is that
right.
Counselor Brady, you know, maybe he's got another. Maybe that'll be another part of TB12 clinics. Maybe that'll be, they'll offer mental health counseling there as well. That'll be something else they offer. Alex, have any background in that? Does he have any?
You see Sonny Michel's hitting TB12.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Get that knee scope, get up there, Running full speed now, Eric.
617-779-0985. New casinos are here. It's here. It's open, baby.
No, I love a good casino.
The door is open. It's open 24/7, 365. There are no locks on the door.
Looks gorgeous.
Welcome to the Encore. That is next.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Well, you may or may not know this about Zoe and I.
High rollers.
We love a good
casino.
We love a good trip to a casino, believe it or not.
A merengue. Hey, muchacho.
And we got a new one in town.
We sure do.
Can't miss it. You go north of town, you cannot miss it, baby. It's huge. The Encore is open. It opened yesterday.
It looks gorgeous.
Really does. I have not understood any of the complaints about the way it looks.
It looks like Vegas. I mean, like, it looks like Vegas.
Right away, sprucing up the skyline. Right away.
Shooting fireworks from us. Like, just this. Anchors out there in the water.
Saw that.
That's going to be nice.
Saw that.
Are they doing that every night?
No, I don't know if it's every night, but it's
probably like Friday nights or something.
Yeah, they've got the ability to do it, though.
That's nice.
As we saw yesterday.
Look how pretty it looks.
It looked very crowded, though, yesterday.
Well, I mean, people were there early. Now, when we arrived, I got at 3 a.m. trying to stay up. So I'm sitting there. My wife and I are watching the 6 a.m. news yesterday morning because we're wide awake because it's the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Coming back from Israel and just seeing people standing in line. It's 80 degrees.
It was 87 degrees in Boston yesterday was the high. It hit 87 yesterday. Let's say along the water where that is in Everett.
Yeah.
Let's say it was 85. Okay, we'll round it. Yeah, we'll just say a nice even.
People are fanning themselves. They saw water and they're pouring it on them, their heads.
Yeah, we'll say it was 85 degrees.
Yeah.
Big round numbers. How many hours are you going to stand in 85 degree heat to get into a casino?
I don't know.
I love casinos and this place looks beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll get there at some point.
Hey, when you live in Quincy and you grew up in Quincy. And
Zolak and Bertrand looking for an invite. Just saying. You know, we're available.
Hey, what else can you do? You stay in Quincy.
How many hours would you wait?
I'd wait 45 minutes.
Less than one. That's your answer. Okay.
You know me. I don't like lines. I don't stay.
I'm not a fan of lines.
It's like golf. I don't walk. I don't play.
Who is a fan of lines?
No.
No one's a fan of a line.
I can't tell you last time I stood in line. I stood in line to touch a rock where Jesus was crucified. That's the only time in the last couple of years.
All right, well, this gentleman that you're about to hear from was on every news station in town yesterday. This particular report comes from our friends at WCVB Channel 5. Yes, he is from Quincy, though. He was one of the first people through the doors at the new Encore. Listen to how many hours he spent in line.
Quincy's Glenn Reynolds knows how to wait. And wait. And wait. Arriving to the new Encore Casino early this evening, 17 hours before it's scheduled to open.
Just said, okay, you can't come in the place, but you can sit out in the line. So there you go.
Glenn didn't bring a cell phone or a sleeping bag or really much of anything besides some snacks. He's just really, really patient.
There's going to be a lot of people that see this that think this guy's nuts.
Well, you know, I don't want to be first, but I thought I'd have some company.
Contrary to what you might think, Glenn isn't homeless or jobless or crazy, at least that we could tell. In fact, he's not even a big gambler.
I always enjoy anything celebration-wise. And this place, when I see him on TV, the coverage they had, this place is outstanding.
Do you have family, friends? Have you told them that you're coming out here? What's their reaction been?
Don't even say anything anymore because they've learned through the years to say, okay, he's going to do something.
They don't say anything because he's done this before.
He's nuts.
He's done this before?
No, he's nuts.
Is that what they're about to say?
Well, he's telling you.
What do you mean he's done this before?
Now, Glenn sounds like he's in control of things, right? He sounds like he's a well-rounded man. Doesn't really have a cell phone or doesn't.
Why would everyone bring it with him?
Why would everyone get in touch with anybody if I had to sit there since 5 p.m. the last night?
For sure.
I bring a couple snacks. I saw he had a case of water next to him, so that was smart. Stay hydrated. So Glenn at least knew that it was going to be warm on Sunday morning. But his family is not surprised. Because he has done this before. So Glenn seems to be one of those guys. Like
he hits all the casino openings.
We make fun of people on Black Friday, right?
Yes.
You morons that stand in line because you could kind of get the same sell by just sitting and click.
You go to like Amazon.
Maybe save $5 on that TV.
Do a Google.
So instead, you're going to camp out with a tent in sub-zero weather.
But what's the incentive here for the 17-hour wait?
There were people there last week.
To get through the door, just to be one of the people to be through the door.
Well, first,
when he isn't a big gambler, he doesn't want to gamble. He just sort of wants to
be that guy. Maybe he wants to promote Quincy. Now, being one of the most patriotic towns.
Always a noble cause.
We're sitting here talking about Quincy because Glenn is from Quincy.
That he is. I mean, he made that abundantly clear. He's done this before.
Like I told you, that flight to Israel was 12 hours. It's a long, long time.
Now, tack five more hours on.
No, but we had a great plane, and it still felt a long time. I can't picture tacking another 5 hours.
You were on a plane, though.
I was on the most luxurious private plane in the world.
That had amenities.
The most luxurious private plane in the world.
Food. You had beverage. You had places to rest. You had places to sit. You had people to converse with. You had all kinds of things to do.
Like some hot towels.
The televisions.
Would you like shaving needs for the bathroom?
You could get a hot shave if you needed one.
If I needed a shower, I could have taken a shower.
You could have taken a shower.
On a plane.
This guy?
There's beds, pods.
17 hours on a fake lawn outside the Encore. For what?
I couldn't picture doing 17-hour flight on that plane.
Glenn! What are you doing?
Get a grip.
How much? How much would it cost to get you to wait 17 hours outside the Encore? How much would it take to pay you, Scott Zolak? We know it takes $5,000 to get you off your couch. How much to get you off your couch to wait 17 hours in 85-degree weather to make sure you're one of the first 10 people through the door at the Encore?
$25,000 based on the
rate. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Glenn did it for free.
I'd do it for $5,000. I'd do it for the $5,000.
Yeah. I would not do it for anything less than it. And 15 minimum. 15 to 25. Whew. What's the matter with you people? Seriously. What's the matter with you people out there? Like, what are you missing? This is my argument when these weird movies come out. Like, you just did a read for, like, the Lowell Spinners. They're doing Star Wars night.
Yeah.
Maz is dressing up as Ewok and throwing out the first pitch.
Is he really?
Like, are they going to sit there and wait in line? Like, when you go to the premiere of these, like, new movies, I'll stand there for 2 days and wait to be the first one. That movie's still going to be shown. You know, in 2 weeks or 2 months. That casino ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, but Maz is an Ewok. That is going somewhere. So you don't want to miss that.
Maz could be the Jedi Master. You know, you never know. But go back next week, Glenn. Hang out in Quincy. Go to Wollaston Beach. Go get some clams. Go to the Dairy Freeze. Hit Awaken 180. You know, get some good Chinese food. Good stuff.
Got all that in Quincy.
Got all that in Quincy.
We have all that in Quincy.
I go for a nice walk along the shoreline there. Go down to Marina Bay. You said they got a new restaurant down there. Just popped up.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, down it's very good. Yeah.
Join Freedom Boat Club, man. A lot of things you can do down there, Glenn. That casino ain't going anywhere.
17 hours on the lawn. You're 17, insane. My dude.
Did you hear the one lady was 89 standing in line crying?
For what? What's she crying about?
They said it was going to be Milton. We never thought this would be Milton. I think we have a casino. She's from Everett.
What is she crying for? Tears of joy?
Casino was built in Everett. Someone should have put her in a car and taken her down the Twin River.
I'll tell you, though, it does have a real Vegas feel to it.
It has.
I don't know if you saw some of the outdoor shots, just those arches over the driveway out front. That is a real Vegas thing.
It's got the wind feel.
It's got a real Vegas feel to it.
It's got Steve.
It looks like Vegas.
Yes. Like, we love Foxwoods. Foxwoods is different. There's different things there, and it's expansive. Mohegan Sun is built, like, up in a triangle, you know, type V, and they have little things around it. They're all different. Twin River's different, but they built onto that and expanded. This thing looks like something right out of the Strip.
It looks like a miniature Wynn or Encore. So it does. Just a scaled-down version.
I have a question. What time do things stay open there?
What do you mean?
Like, establishments.
Oh, good question. I don't know.
Like, you really can't build that and shut it down at, like, 2.
They can serve the booze on the casino floor until 4 a.m., though.
Yeah. See, that's, yeah. Well, there you go. Okay. Good to know.
Good to know.
I wonder if they got another leeway on, like, you know. Maybe you don't have to have
We'll take a couple of rooms. We'll check it out. Couple rooms.
Beetle and Zoe would love to.
Couple rooms. Get a steak.
Hey, broadcast from it.
You know, like that time that Chrissy and Polly were going to go down to AC.
Oh, yeah,
you know, go to Morton's, get a steak, And then they ended up in the Pine Barrens. But we'll go up there. We'll check it out.
We'll go over there.
Let people know how it is.
We'll suck down ketchup packets for 4 hours if you need be. Like, give me some of that, you know?
Should have stopped at Roy Rogers.
That's some relish.
Should have stopped at Roy Rogers. 617-779-0985. We will jump to your calls right after these headlines. 90 seconds, no commercials. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.